Jesus, criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
This is Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
My two men, Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It's time for both of you to say, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Happy Friday.
Yes. Friday.
It is Friday. Yesterday, for sports fans, arguably one of the greatest days in sports.
I believe it's the 17th time that it's happened.
Any idea what we're talking about, Matthew?
Would be the Dodgers going to the World Series.
No, that was 29 years ago.
Want to try again, Matthew?
Sports yesterday on a Wednesday or a Thursday. Thursday. I don't know. Maybe the Lightning starting the season 6-1?
No. Yesterday, only one of 17 times that it's happened, you had Major League Baseball, you had NFL, you had NHL, and you had NBA all on the same day.
Any ML soccer, like any professional soccer?
We were talking real sports.
Yeah. we'll leave that for Sunday.
What's Sunday?
It's decision day. All 22 teams play on Sunday at 3:15.
But USA's out, right?
The MLS.
No, but I'm saying USA's out of World Cup, so who cares about soccer?
It's still developing the young talent for 5 years from now. And if you want to talk about young talent and soccer, at 10:30 tomorrow, the under-17 Team USA plays to go to the Final Four of the World Cup.
Can they send the kid down from the big club who's not going to be able to play in the World Cup?
He's 19.
Well, I'm saying, can they send him, give him a fake ID?
They can send him to the Olympic team, which he'll be on the Olympic
team.
Well,
yeah, he'll definitely be on that.
Well, that's under 23. That's not the the big team.
So what do you think about what happened yesterday, Matthew, in the NFL world with Skittles and what Skittles did in the game?
Is that where he put his hands on the referee or got contact with the referee?
He put his hands on. That's right. He threw hands with the referee.
He left the bench.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, he's kind of been a douche like his whole career, right? I mean, he's like, I only do media interviews because I have to or because I don't want to lose money on my paycheck. Like, doesn't he like always come up with stupid comments?
Well, and here's the thing, and I didn't know it until Sean showed up at the studio. I watched it. I saw him come off the bench. I thought, okay, you know, he's sticking up for Carr. He's sticking up for his teammates. And then Sean told me the truth of what happened.
He was sticking up for his cousin who played for the Chiefs.
How about that?
Really?
Yeah, I believe Marcus Peters is his name. That's his cousin. And they were saying they're more like brothers than cousins. And he was just going to protect him to get him away from the scuffle to make sure he didn't do anything stupid.
So instead, Skittles did something stupid.
He did.
Yeah,
suspension?
I mean, oh, yeah, he'll be suspended.
It has to be. I mean, you have to set a precedent. You got to... Yeah, it's unexcusable. You can't lose your cool like that. It's crazy.
Now, he would have gotten suspended for coming off the bench anyway, correct?
No, they said that there's no rule about coming off the bench.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That it was the touching
NBA
of the official. Yeah.
MLB. No, MLB comes off.
That happened in the playoffs in the NBA. There was a scuffle, and a guy took one step off the bench. I think it may have been Steve Nash. and he was suspended for the following game, and the team was eliminated.
Really?
Yep.
What happens if somebody comes out from behind the counter if a brawl breaks out at Torta Pizza? Are they rewarded or are they suspended?
It depends. Depends on the situation. I mean, if it's me going out on the other side of the counter, there's no suspension, obviously. But if my staff touches an employee or a customer, that's not tolerable. I can't allow that to happen.
MLB yesterday, the Dodgers completed the series against the Chicago Cubs. And even though I'm not a Dodger fan, as anybody and everybody knows, I'm really not a fan of any particular team.
You got a hat saying otherwise sitting right here.
Well, that's Big Tommy Lasordas.
I'll go check that out.
You check that out. Were you not there when I got it?
Verify. No, I you made multiple trips to the clubhouse. I was only there for one.
Okay, I don't remember which time it was, but that story goes as following. I'm in the Dodger clubhouse.
Let's see, I'm going over there.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything even on it. I don't think it says his name.
You got to put a number on it.
I'm turning you off. So I go into the Dodger clubhouse.
Oh, number two.
Okay.
Who wore number two?
Well, that was either, I'm pretty sure it was Lasorda. It was Lasorda. I'm almost positive of it. So I go into the clubhouse, and I'm hanging out with Brad Penny. And we're just hanging out at his locker, and he walks by, and he goes, "Hey, you want this?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "No, take it." And I'm pretty sure it was Tommy Lasorda. Is that who wore two?
I don't know. I'm looking it up right now. I would imagine that they would retire that number.
Well, you would think. Tell Matt about the comment you told me that was said about the Dodgers.
Oh, that they're people were glad that the Dodgers made the World Series so Tommy Lasorda can see it one last time.
That's true. That's a valid point.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
No.
And what is he, 90-something? And I'm looking at a picture. Tommy Lasorda wore two.
Did he?
It's right there, Sean. So that is Tommy Lasorda's sock. Is it a hat or is it a cap, Matt?
Okay.
It could be a lid. You can call it a lid.
Do you call them hats or do you call them caps?
Call it a lid.
You really call it a lid?
I mean, I'm calling it a lid today.
What do you call it, Sean?
It's a hat.
Yeah, I call it a hat, too. Are you a Dodger fan at all? Are you a Cub fan? What kind of baseball roots do you have?
Growing up in the Midwest, you know, I didn't have a major league team in my city, so the closest was the Cardinals, but I grew up a Cubby fan, so Chicago fan, and you know, they hated the Cardinals, so I was, but I was a Pujols, Sosa, you know, McGuire, you know, that era. Like I like players more than I did the teams back then. So seeing the home run derby and the you know, record breaking years, that was the most fun in baseball I've ever had.
Quick question.
Take your time. We got 45 minutes.
Okay. Why is Tommy Lasorda in the Hall of Fame?
Probably is managing.
He had a just above 500 record as a manager. He won two World Series and two Managers of the Year. Not even in the years that he won the World Series, he won Manager of the Year. And as a player, he was 0-4 as a pitcher with a 6.48 ERA.
So you're saying the legend of Tommy Lasorda is not that big of a deal?
I think the most famous thing about him is being hit with the bat in the All-Star game.
That's not the most famous thing.
I mean, but it was pretty legendary in the Olive Garden. I mean,
did they have different pasta back then? Is that where?
Yeah, I mean, he's the ring of honor at the Olive Garden.
Good call, though. I mean, look.
But two World Series. I mean, he earned it. I mean, why not? Why can't he be in there? In the, you know,
so if
I mean,
he would have won the World Series this year, he would have gotten in because he had two.
I mean, look, you got Kershaw going, you know, for a chance to win the World Series. He's won Cy Young and ML, you know, Player of the Year. But without a championship ring, does he get in?
Yeah.
Dan Marino got into the Hall of Fame.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to have a world title to get in. Matter of fact, Otto Graham never won a Super Bowl, but he's in the Hall of Fame.
Nothing. Yeah, I guess that depends on what your you know, qualifications are for the Hall of Fame. I mean, maybe there should be a special ring like above the Hall of Fame, you know, for actual champions that actually won the whole thing.
So that would be the platinum.
The guy in the NBA.
Yeah. So Big Shot Bob.
Has he got eight?
Yeah, I think he does.
Who has 10? Someone has 10.
Wilt
has 10.
I believe it's Wilt or Russell. Maybe it's Russell.
Wilt has 10,000.
Well, so does Ric Flair.
We'll find out in a couple weeks on 30 for 30.
You know about that, right, Matthew?
No.
Yeah, that Wilt and Ric Flair are in the 10,000 stratosphere.
Oh, for a number of women?
Allegedly, yeah.
Wow. Sounds like sounds like a slow weekend for me at Pier 60.
Have you changed your picture, by the way?
Which one?
Because Ed said that if you don't change it soon, he's not going to allow you to Skype in anymore.
Listen, our super fans put a Photoshop of my face on Cody Grabert's body. Garbrandt, whatever. That's fine. But I didn't know who it was. I thought it was Conor McGregor's body. I was like, oh, there's a lot of similarities. Irish guys, loud talkers, awesome suits. You know, the similarities go on and on with Conor and I. Hand, you know, coordination, hand-eye coordination, boxing skills, obviously. So, you know, I was flattered. And then I found out it wasn't even his body that my face was on. So I made it my profile picture.
Okay. But it's flipped from Weggs. It's not about your face on there. Okay. Weggs, he had his shaved body as his profile picture, and that was on my screen. That was bad enough. Now people walk in, they see the naked pizza man on my screen, Skyping with him.
Holding a spear?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're holding. It's the words, naked pizza man. People walk in and they read that.
So you need to change it, Matt. You need to take the word pizza out.
I'll be naked man. Yeah, there you go.
I'll never order another pizza, I'll tell you that.
There you go. With that said, let's hit a quick break. We are one quarter of the way through. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's a Sesame Street Live party, and you're invited. The funniest, furriest celebration ever. Let's party with Sesame Street Live. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Playing at Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, October 20th through 22nd. For tickets and show information, visit SesameStreetLive.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Direct from Broadway comes the one musical with the best songs, the best moves, and the best time you can have in the theater. On Your Feet, the Emilio and Gloria Estefan musical. Surrender to the beat, because the rhythm's gonna get you.
The Strass Center, October 24th to the 29th. Tickets at strasscenter.org. Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com. Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on Pumpkin Season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Ale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda, and you're talking sports with the great Randy Harris.
Right now, bow to the Dodger blue, number two.
I have a question. If someone who was good called you great, does that mean you get into any kind of Hall of Fame?
Well, he's probably better than good.
Just above 500. It was like 523.
Well, he took over a bad team, then led him to the promised land.
Twice.
He's the one that sent Kurt Gibson into the locker room.
Didn't that happen like 29 days of? Or 29 years?
Yeah, 29 years. Right. That's the last time they went to the World Series.
Turner's home run.
And he was in the back, and he didn't think he could do it, and he stumbles out. He grabs the bat, kind of falters around. All right, before we get to our magic update brought to you by Rush Hour Chicken and Waffles, we have some passes to go out to next week's. It's kind of a big deal. It's the 36th annual John's Pass Seafood and Music Festival.
Okay.
So we have some passes that we can send you out on either Saturday or Sunday. With free lunch and free dinner. Or, if you're one of the first three emails that we get, I'll send you to the Red Carpet Appreciation Party, which is next Thursday from 6 to 9. Now, I was originally told it's open bar, and it's not. You just get two free drinks.
Okay. Depending on how strong the drinks, you may only need one.
Or maybe take more than one of these passes, and now you have four.
That has a lot to live up to. After this past week.
I'll tell you what. We went to, and Matthew, you should have gone. It was for Metropolitan Ministries. It was the inaugural.
It was.
It was not the first annual.
No, that does not make sense.
It doesn't. There's no such thing as a first annual. And when I tell people, they're like, you know, you're a jerk. There's no such thing as a first annual. It was the inaugural Tampa Bay Food Fight.
Won by Tampa.
Won by Tampa. Judged by someone from Pasco.
Yeah, no dog in the fight.
So yeah, and it was a phenomenal event, tons of food, worth the $125 donation to Metropolitan Ministries. Well, I left there full.
I did as well.
And I want to go back to that seafood tower.
Oh, that was great. All done by the students of the culinary program.
Which they're putting, you know, the youngsters through this program to better themselves. And to get out into the working world. All right. Sponsored by Rush Hour Chicken and Waffles. Give us our Orlando Magic update.
So the Orlando Magic tipped off the season Wednesday night against the Miami Heat. who they played last year, the opener as well. And, they were victorious, the Magic were. 116-109. Caught the end of the game. Played well. They were holding the lead mostly through the game, and it got a little hairy towards the end, but they squeaked it out. I was looking at some things. It was their first home opener win since November 1st of 2013.
Wow.
It was their first win of the month of October since 2010. Going up from here. It,
wow.
Wins all around. I'll take it. They play again tonight against Brooklyn. 0-1 against 1-0. Not expecting much, but hopefully Mo Buckets.
We'll play.
We'll get some playing time. They're also returning 4 out of the 5 starters from last year. Not seeing much when they were 29-53 okay. last year, but it's good to still have the same group of guys. And they brought in a free agent who's starting, averages about 15, 16 points a game.
What are the expectations, you know, of the Magic this year? I mean, and to be honest, everybody has already said Golden State's the best team. I don't know if that's true, but Golden State on the West, Cleveland on the East, Boston made a lot of changes, but not anymore. They had a drastic and ugly injury, as did where's Lynn playing nowadays?
Brooklyn.
He went back to Brooklyn.
He went to Brooklyn. He tore his patellar tendon.
Ugly.
Out for the year. Big ups to the Cleveland medical staff. Do you see what they
yes,
did?
Yes.
They're the ones who took care of everything for him so that he could travel back.
Well, and that's because, and Matt, I don't know if you caught up on this. You know, when he went down, and this was the big Boston-Cleveland game, all of the medical equipment is in the Cleveland locker room. Their doctors, everything. So they took him there, and they set it so that he could fly home and then had surgery the next day in Boston.
Yeah.
The owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, a lot of Cleveland people went into the Cleveland locker room to check on him, and I thought that was a big deal.
And they said LeBron went in there to check because it was LeBron who he hit, or LeBron hit him, depending on who you are, that caused the whole thing. And I guess LeBron and Kyrie exchanged some words as everything happened, and the joke going around was, what did LeBron say to Kyrie? And the joke was, LeBron said, I never get hurt.
Do you ever get hurt, Matt? You know, wow. When you're making a pizza over there, do you ever slice a finger or anything?
I'm undefeated in the hurt column.
Tell me, next time you're going to be there, I'm going to watch.
No, I think that, you know, the teams nowadays they're a big fraternity, and when there's an injury, I don't think teams matter anymore. The sport doesn't matter anymore. It's just a matter of making sure the guy's okay, gets home to his family okay, safe, he's healthy. So I'm not surprised by that move by them. And while you're talking about the food fight from Titus O'Neil, this morning I was coaching at the boxing school that I coach at. And I don't know if you had a chance to see one of the ring girls, Tara. Shout out to Tara, Hard Rock Calendar Girl. She was the ring girl at that event, and she was telling me about what a class act Titus O'Neil put on and what a amazing event and night that was. So shout out to everybody involved with the Food Fight 2017 that I was not able to go to, which was disappointing on my end.
Yeah, well, it was definitely worth going to. Make plans next year, and we'll have more details on Titus's. And I don't even know if it's his next charity event because, you know, Titus does a lot in the community.
Titus Worldwide?
If you're going to say it, it's...
No, but I'm talking about him in general, not Titus Brand.
Yeah, no, he is.
Just him.
He's brought in, what is it, Ice Cube. Who's the... Which Icer... LL Cool J. He's not even an Ice. He brought in LL Cool J is now part of the Titus Brand.
Oh, nice.
He's going to have something on December 23rd that we will be involved in. And when I get more details, I will definitely get that out. If anybody is interested and you have children, we do have some tickets for Sesame Street Live tomorrow.
Ooh-hoo.
Matt wanted the tickets but didn't want to take his daughters.
I'm going tonight at 6:00. I'm loading up the car. We're going to do the Sesame Street Live tonight with the kids at the Mahaffey Theater in St. Pete. So looking forward to that event.
Yep. So we do have a couple pair of tickets, compliments of Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone. So if anybody, and they have children, would like to go out to Sesame Street Live, email us. Go to the website. Shoot me an email, knockoutradio.com. Hit me up on Twitter, @knockoutradio. On the Book of Face, shoot me an email. Call Ed. I'm sure he'd love to take phone calls from you. As long as you have a motor vehicle to get to the event, we will provide tickets.
And your bicycle doesn't have a flat.
Well, no, you need a car. As long as you have a car, you can get there because a bike is a long way to ride.
You can Uber it, or Lyft just got a $1 billion investment from their parent company. So, you know, you could Lyft it.
Okay. So Lyft or Uber, and we need to see the app on your phone. Does that work?
Works for me.
All right. Fill me in, either one of you guys, on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Red hot. Red hot this season, starting out 6-1. I mean, they're on a tear right now. They were in, where were they last night, in Anaheim?
They were in Columbus last night, a team that swept them last year.
What I find amazing about it is that they had 13,000 fans at last night's game. You know, where they're, I think that's more than the Rays. Oh, so, you know, America's pastime, hockey's considered what, like number four sport in our country, but yet, you know, they have that kind of turnout for NHL.
It's in Columbus, and Columbus doesn't have a sport. They're losing their soccer team. All they have is the Ohio State University.
There's 14 people in Columbus.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of people drove in. They certainly couldn't have played at Emily Arena because Bruno Mars
bringing the house down.
He was allegedly.
I wasn't there, so
I saw some videos.
I started eyeing.
Tickets were just crazy.
Ridiculous.
All right. I know you want to talk a little Tampa Bay Lightning.
So JT Brown was the first NHL player to demonstrate. He didn't do it in the home opener because he didn't play, but he did it the next night down in Sunrise against the Panthers. Raised his right fist during the national anthem, and all he said, he wanted to bring awareness to the NHL community that everyone else was bringing to the NFL and NBA and so forth. He put out a letter, I believe it was 2 days ago, saying that it's over with. He brought the awareness. He's also scheduled ride-alongs with the police department.
Didn't the sheriff's department reach out to him?
I'm just going off of what his letter said, that he's already participated in ride-alongs. He's donating over 600 tickets to the TPD and the sheriff's office charity groups to bring kids and police officers to the games and meet with them after. And he's going to go to their charity events to raise awareness so that these kids can learn to respect authority pretty much and not go on the other side and kind of create the black eye for society.
All right. So where are you going with this?
I'm just saying, do you think it was okay with what he did? Because I know your feelings towards the demonstration of the national anthem.
My feelings towards the demonstration is during the national anthem, I find it, and you know, I don't even know if I want to use the word buddy, an acquaintance from our gym is far on one side, I'm far on the other. And he made a comment, he sent me to the Book of Face and wanted to go into, I think, Ed, do we have a call? Is that what you said? Well, then we'll get, remind me, because I'll forget. I do want to address this. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big Celtics fan, Randy, and we would never see the news what happened on Tuesday night. But I guess you have to look, sports is something that things happen all the time. I mean, you have to look on the bright side or whatever. If the young guy is going to get a chance to play more and you have to grow up quicker, then they're going to have no basketball right now. It's almost guaranteed that Golden State is going to win anyway. But now you have to grow and learn and get better. You never know when you're going to find a diamond, a guy who you didn't play as much, but now they might have to play more now. So you have to look on the bright side when things don't go your way.
Is it a foregone conclusion that Golden State's going to win the title? I know that everybody thinks they have the best team.
Yeah,
but
they got a good guy. They got a great. I mean, everybody's picking them to win, but you're hoping other teams are hoping. Houston beat them the first game, but beat them four games. The series might be tougher, but you're hoping things happen. Injuries happen. What happened to the Celtics? Things happen every day. So,
I necessarily wouldn't even have said that the Celtics, because you're going to say Cleveland is the team of the East. But where's Oklahoma City? They made those changes. They brought in some big names. Is the talent still with those guys that they brought in?
I haven't seen them play yet. But I can't tell you on the talent, how they play together. I know LeBron and the Big Three had issues in Miami the first year with working together. So that may be a hiccup in OKC.
But at least in Miami, correct me if I'm wrong, those three were on the court most of the time together. In Oklahoma City, they're talking about not having all three of those guys on the court at the same time, because when Westbrook left is when Oklahoma City started to lose.
He still had a triple-double.
Right. Well, he had a triple-double in the opener. I'm saying when Westbrook comes off, they can put one of those other two guys, Anthony, you know, out there, and you're not going to fall as far. At least that's what I'm taking. What about you, Larry?
Yeah, I'm thinking if a coach can play them that way, I guess it's up to the coach how you're going to deal with that. Because some players you have all good players on the court at the same time. Somebody going to do good, somebody going to do lower. The game going to decrease. So I guess as a coach, they're going to try to play around the good players, maybe have to put some guys off the bench or whatever. Yeah.
I think it's going to make it, you know, a little more interesting. And, Larry, thanks for the call. Shoot me your address. We'll send you a pair of tickets out for the 36th Annual John's Pass Festival. It is next week, October 26th through the 29th. You can make the decision if you want to go to the event on the 26th or you want the free lunch and free dinner, but you'll see in the passes when I get them sent to you. So I appreciate the call. Billy Donovan, I mean, a decent coach, decent at Florida, knows what to do.
Great at Florida.
Well, again, great. If you're calling Tommy Lasorda decent, I didn't want to go overboard because what has he done in the NBA?
I said great at Florida.
Okay. But I'm saying he hasn't done anything in the NBA.
Just ran KD off. That's it.
Yeah. Who would you rather have, KD or what they have now? I guess time will tell.
KD.
Time will tell. All right. I know we're a couple minutes over. I'm sorry. Stop with the stairs. We'll hit this break. When we come back, we'll open it up to Matt. I know he has a list. He brings more research to the table than anybody we've ever had on this program.
Can I leave it?
No. So we're going to open it up to Matt when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work. Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com.
It's the Naked Pizza Man, a.k.a. the Pizza Diet Guy, and founder of Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. As the inventor of the pizza-only diet in 2009, I've dedicated my career to changing the image of pizza from a junk food to a health food. If you don't see me at the restaurant, you may catch me right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
It's a Sesame Street Live party, and you're invited. The funniest, furriest celebration ever. Let's party with Sesame Street Live. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Playing at Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, October 20th through 22nd. For tickets and show information, visit SesameStreetLive.com.
Craig Culver of Culver's.
Before farm to table, before field to fork, there was just good, wholesome food. Grown by America's farm families, prepared fresh at Culver's, and always served with a smile. We still cook every Butterburger to order using fresh 100% Midwest beef. And craft our frozen custard right in the restaurant using family farm fresh dairy. So thank you, farmers. Welcome to Delicious.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
It's the Naked Pizza Man, aka...
Fireball.
I haven't seen Matt's eyes light up so much.
Oh, yeah.
Until he heard that, he's like, is Mick here? Are we doing a Queer Eye from the Sports Guy segment? Where's Mick? I'm getting excited.
I need to get my hair done. That's what I need to do. I need to get over there and get my hair done. My mohawk cut back in.
Well, he's the man to do it over there at Got Split Ends in Pinellas Park on Park Boulevard. Before we talk about the latest coming out of One Buck Place, anything in your book of research you'd like to discuss?
I was going to just hit on that. You know, Jameis Winston threw today and in practice, and they say he's good to go for Sunday, but I don't know if he should. You know, I think Fitzpatrick knows the Bills better than anybody, and he played well in last game. I think we would have probably a better chance to win if Jameis stays on the sideline and rests his shoulder.
I'm going to agree to disagree with you on a few things. One, okay. He doesn't know the Bills better than anybody because, like he said the other day, and I know you're not in the locker room like I am, it's an entirely new team. It's different players that are there now than when he was there. So it's a new coach. It's a new system. It's everything is new. I do agree that if he is injured at all now, when we spoke to Jameis Winston yesterday, he said that he cannot injure it anymore, that there is some discomfort, that there is some pain, but he cannot injure it anymore. You know, a lot of times if you can get injured more, then yeah, you want him to sit, you want him to get healthy. I don't think that Fitzpatrick is a better quarterback than Jameis Winston. No matter who plays better, no matter who plays whatever, and here's a little nugget for you on Fitzpatrick. He hasn't taken a single snap since preseason. So for him to go out and do what he did, coulda, shoulda, woulda, I think I would still rather have Jameis Winston, except for, and again, I'm going to clarify, I would rather have Jameis Winston as my starter on Sunday in Buffalo. But didn't you kind of want to see Fitzpatrick go up there and play in Buffalo?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, he's going to feel comfortable there. He's been there. He knows the facility and the fan base. Like, I think he would thrive there. I think he would actually play, you know, a little bit of a redemption game, if you will. So I would be all for that.
Sean?
I'd love to see him go in there and then get the victory. Even better. They're not playing in the elements. It's late October, but the weather should be fine. Bring the beard in and win.
Got it. Beard. Him, Holly, there's some definitely beards in that locker room over there. They should have an all-beard team.
I was a fan after watching Hard Knocks and when he was talking about the food with Jameis. I don't know if you saw that part. But he said the doctors have the best food. That's where the hot dogs are. He goes, don't pull a Sanchez. Respect the game. Eat it in the locker room. Fan right there.
Yeah, because didn't Sanchez, then he took it out on the sideline.
Yeah.
I'm scared to ask this question. Who are you guys picking, Buccaneers, Buffalo Bills on Sunday?
I'll go with the Bucs if Fitzpatrick starts.
Okay, this just in, Jameis Winston is starting on Sunday.
He's going with Buffalo then.
Then I choose the Bills. Right. I go with the Bills.
Going with Buffalo. Sean?
Buffalo.
I'm going to go with Tampa. I'm going to go one more week.
One more week?
I'm going to give it one more week. And see how it's played out. Hopefully everything will be better. Coaching will be better. Some plays will be better. Playing will be better. Maybe they'll show up before halftime. I don't understand. It still bothers me. Why did you make the change at kicker and then not use your kicker last week?
I didn't see the game, so I can't tell you.
Why are you going for two? You're down 400 points.
Yeah.
One more point's not going to matter. My thinking is, for two, A, if you would have done it, you would have had a shot to win at the end. But B, you're down 31-0. I'm not saying throw the game in, but get your kicker some work out there. This is a brand new kicker. Your problems have been in the kicking game. 1 point, and I'm not saying you're going to lose 31-6 or 31-7, but take the point.
Evans only has 371 yards so far.
Don't they have like the most yards in forever? You know, going into whatever week. What week is this?
Seven.
I cannot believe we're into week seven. You know, the whole hurricane threw everything off. Oh, I do need to get something off my chest. I know that there are some bad fans in this country, on this planet, in this world, whatever.
What? No way.
I want to ask everybody. I want to ask everybody tuning in on the Book of Face, on Twitterverse, on social media, whatever, and, of course, everybody involved in this program live. Is anything out of bounds? Is anything off limits for fans to yell, for fans to get involved with, say, whatever? We'll start with you, Sean.
Yeah, you definitely can cross the line talking about someone's family. Messing with someone's family in the stands, I know that happened in Philly when the Rays were in the World Series. I guess Madden's wife was right. Getting messed with a little bit. You just don't do that because they can't defend themselves at all.
No, I agree with that. But I'm saying fans, is anything off limits for fans to yell to players, not to family members in the stands?
Yeah, talking about their family, things like that.
Matt?
Race, religion.
Yeah, I think there's a line. I definitely think there's a line that should be respected and a common courtesy. And, those kind of things should definitely be withheld from play.
I agree with, you know, race, religion, all that kind of stuff. And typically, I would say other than that, they're paying their tickets. They can yell. They can boo, whatever. Do you hear what some of the Yankee fans were doing?
No.
And what the Yankee fans were chanting? Whatever the name of the hurricane was that hit Houston?
Yeah.
That's what they're chanting. Harvey. That's what they're chanting to the Houston Astros.
Oh, maybe they saw Matt Harvey, who pitches for the Mets.
And they thought he was there?
He pitched the first game back in Houston.
He did.
Which is just kind of eerie.
Yeah. No, that's that's
on the flip side, New York City has a huge Puerto Rican population, and the Astro fans could go right back with that one, too.
Well, and again, it's not even the Astro fans. It's the players. It's the team.
You're right. Here's another, so.
Thoughts?
Yeah, it's insensitive. It's terrible. You know, actually, the first year in Denver, Colorado, I was at a Rockies game. Ken Griffey Jr. came to town. He's in the outfield. I'm a new guy to a new city. I'm a hometown Rocky guy now, so I'm yelling, "Ken Griffey, you suck!" And then all the people in Denver, the liberals, you know, nice people, you know, the tree huggers and the snowboarders, they're like, "Hey, that's not nice. He's a nice guy." And then, like, everybody went to his defense, and then Ken Griffey turned around and was like, "Yeah, man, look, see, everybody likes me." So I was like, oh, I guess I can't, you know, criticize the players here in Denver.
Complete other side, when Team USA Soccer went down to Mexico, I believe it was just after 9/11, 100,000 people started chanting Osama as the Americans were walking onto the
field. Really?
Yeah.
And then you got the John Rocker throwing batteries from the sand. So, you know, you got a whole spectrum.
Yeah, Rocker didn't throw them.
He made
them. He just dodged them.
On a subway.
Yeah.
As he was taking the subway train, you know, to the park. So I definitely think that there are some things that should be off limits, and I'm okay with, you know, when security comes and you know, evicts people that take it over the line.
Those are the same fans that don't cheer when a Yankee player comes back on another team for the first at bat. You give them the thank you very much, and now you boo him. They're the ones who boo him immediately.
Did you watch the Cleveland-Boston game?
I did.
Did you watch the beginning of it? Did Kyrie get booed right out of the blocks?
He did.
So there you have it.
He got booed right out of the, and then...
That's all?
And then it ended.
Well, no, he shouldn't have got booed right out of the blocks.
He demanded it. He wanted to leave.
But
it's different when you ask to leave.
Is it?
Just like St. Louis when he asked to leave.
But it shouldn't
be. He asked to leave. He didn't want to be here, so we don't want to support you anymore.
I
get out of here.
I disagree. I still think...
If you ask to leave, you don't want to be there.
You don't want to be there.
You don't like the organization anymore.
You don't want to be there.
You want to go.
Yep.
You feel you have a better opportunity somewhere else with a guy foot going the other way.
Right. And I think the first time you come back, St. Louis deserved a round of ovation.
He got his number up there.
Well, but that was after.
But I'm saying it finally came around. But no, he deserves to get booed immediately.
All right, Matt, you're the deciding vote.
Well, just like here, I asked to leave, and I ended up getting two shows, a Wednesday from 3:30 to 5:30 and a Friday from 1 to 2.
All right, so that means yes, you're on my side.
I'm on your side. Unfortunately, I'm on your side.
Yeah, see, he's reluctantly on your side.
I think the first time back, no matter who it is.
No, when you ask to leave, you don't want to be there anymore, you know, there's a few choice words for you. Good riddance. Never again.
I'm sorry, but I disagree.
If they traded him and they felt that they could get a better deal, then it's something else.
But they did trade him.
But he asked for it. He didn't want to be there anymore.
But
if he doesn't make any of that stuff public, no one knows about it. They trade him. He goes to Boston. He comes back. Thanks, Kyrie, for everything you did the last 4 or 5 years.
Who made it public, Kyrie or Cleveland?
LeBron.
Okay.
Allegedly.
All right, so Kyrie didn't make it public.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He's the one who leaked the information.
No, LeBron did.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, but you don't have facts that Kyrie did. But you know that LeBron allegedly did.
And they're cool. That's the thing. They're all cool. They showed videos of Kyrie
business.
In the back hugging LeBron's kids and saying hi and whatnot, then going to the bus. But yeah, he absolutely deserves a nice boo.
All right. I'm looking at the time. Am I over on the break or did we just come back from the break?
I think we're over.
We're over. All right. So let's go hit the final break. This show completely flies by. We're having a great time here. You can follow us on Twitter at Knockout Radio, at Sean KO Radio. Yep. At CocoPizzaMan.com. We'll get to more of that when we return. Final break of the afternoon. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
It's a Sesame Street Live party. And you're invited. The funniest, furriest celebration ever. Let's party with Sesame Street Live. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Playing at Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, October 20th through 22nd. For tickets and show information, visit SesameStreetLive.com.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Direct from Broadway comes the one musical with the best songs, the best moves, and the best time you can have in the theater. On Your Feet, the Emilio and Gloria Estefan musical. Surrender to the beat, because the rhythm's gonna get you.
At the Strass Center, October 24th to the 29th. Tickets at strasscenter.org.
Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, T-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com.
Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Alsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, before I throw it to the underground bunker and see what the pizza man has, once again, we have some passes to give away for the 36th annual John's Pass Seafood and Music Festival. This is the 26th through the 29th. 26th is the red carpet appreciation party. We can send you to that, or we can send you either on Saturday or Sunday. The ticket will provide lunch and dinner. So it's definitely a win-win. All you got to do is let us know via the Book of Face, via our website, knockoutradio.com. Via Twitter, at Knockout Radio. Send out the bat signal. Whatever you need to do, let me know. We'll hook you up. Also have a couple pair of tickets for Sesame Street Live. That is tomorrow at Mahaffery Theater. And don't forget Monday night. How about this one? We have a Super Bowl champion and a superhero coming to the Monday Night Players Show.
Very cool.
Super Bowl champion Corey Ivey will be in the house, as well as Bernard Reedy, who is a superhero for what he's done in Pinellas County. He is also your kick returner, punt returner. Hopefully we'll have some good stuff to talk about after their victory against the Buffalo Bills. I'm scared. Let's throw it to Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, I think tonight, obviously, is the Major League Baseball Houston Astros and New York Yankees of the story coming out of Houston. And I don't know if you've seen this recently, but Deshaun Watson, the quarterback for the Houston Texans, donated his first game check to three of the cafeteria workers from Texas Stadium that were affected by Hurricane Harvey. In addition to that, he's also helped furnish 176 homes through the Habitat for Humanity, which we all know was also, his family was a personal beneficiary of that service via our own Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Warg Dunn, in 2006, when his family got a new home through that same organization. So, for me, that kind of stuff transcends sports. I mean, when you see people giving back and paying it forward and never forgetting where they came from, yeah, that's, to me, the biggest story coming out of Houston. So,
how about out of Philly? How about the story coming out of Philly and Chris Long?
I didn't see that.
Chris Long, who I guess is from
Charlottesville,
where, you know, the asinine event happened and everything that happened there, originally said that he was going to donate his game check. And he has since decided, I believe, he will play the 2017 season for free. He is donating his entire salary this season. So,
wow.
Funds, scholarship funds and everything back home. So
that's incredible.
Question on Deshaun Watson. I saw it the other night. Yay or nay? He was walking into the stadium in a Warren Moon jersey.
Okay.
Warren Moon did not play for the Houston Texans. They were playing against the
Tennessee Titans,
who have Warren Moon's name on, who were the Houston Oilers. Complete different team. Is that good or bad?
I'm okay with it.
Because he plays in Houston?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be different if it was a Warren Moon Tennessee Titan jersey.
It was the light blue and white.
Right, which was Houston.
Yeah.
Now, it's kind of like that same debacle of the Cleveland Browns, who became the Baltimore Ravens and all that kind of stuff. It's still, he played in Houston. He played for the Houston Oilers. He didn't play for the Houston Texans, or he didn't play for the Houston, what are they? The Tennessee Titans, right?
Tennessee Titans.
I'm saying he didn't play for the Houston Titans. He didn't play for the Tennessee Titans.
No. He played for the
Houston Oilers.
Who became Houston.
Right. The Tennessee Titans. But he wasn't wearing a Tennessee Titan jersey with Warren Moon, and it was a quarterback, and it's Houston. I'm all right with it. Come on. Matthew?
Yeah, it's old school. Yeah, he's just paying honor and homage to the great ones before him. So I got no problem with it.
I know you've had problems with players, like, and I'm not going to use names, but we'll use towns. So we'll say somebody in Tampa that plays football, and the Rays are playing the Yankees, and he's wearing a Yankee hat.
The, They kept the Oiler name for a couple of years, too, in Tennessee.
Yeah, but the jersey wasn't a Tennessee Oiler jersey.
They had the same logo. They had the Oiler logo.
You said he was wearing a Houston Oiler jersey.
He was wearing the light blue.
I'm okay.
But they wore that their first couple of years in Tennessee.
Let it go.
Just
Frozen. Let it go.
Okay.
I think you need to go see Sesame Street live.
Do I?
Because then maybe you could let it go.
Appreciate it.
Is this this is game six, right?
Yes.
Houston Yankees?
Yes.
Game
Verlander
six.
On the mound.
Verlander on the mound.
Yeah.
Yankees up 3-2.
Fred, you know, the two.
He's already given him the loss.
He's already given him. This is the guy who didn't vote for him at all.
At all. Wasn't even on the ballot. He was the best pitcher last year and not even sniffed the ballot.
All right. So who are you taking, Houston or New York, Matt?
I'm going to take you. I'll take New York. I think New York, L.A., the two big powerhouses, the two big markets going at it in the World Series. I can see it coming.
Sean?
Going to game seven.
Really?
Yeah. Severino's pitching, and this is the guy who couldn't get two outs in the wild card game against Verlander.
All right. I'll go Houston.
Home teams have won the entire series.
I'll go Houston now, and then I'm going to go New York to win game seven.
Yankees haven't won a game
Sabathia,
on the road.
But Sabathia's got to come back. He's hungry. I don't know, but he's hungry.
He slimmed down a little.
No,
he's always hungry.
What I'm saying.
He looks hungry.
That's where I was going. So, great weekend of sports. Some good football games. The rematch of the Super Bowl. Atlanta's New England will be Sunday night, I believe.
They were told they're not allowed to talk about it. Rob Gronkowski at his press conference said, "We're not allowed to talk about that game, so we will not talk about that game. We've watched film. They're a good team. And it's a whole new season."
Go back and watch, I think it was last Friday's Shark Tank, or last Sunday's Shark Tank with Rob Gronkowski. It was definitely a lot of fun. Once again, Bucks beat the Bills. Hit me up on Twitter, @KnockoutRadio.
Sean K. Radio.
@NakedPizzaMan1.
Have a good one.